Hey DC, it's me again. I'm your host Grace, and welcome back to Kind of a Lot, DC's first girly pop podcast. So, if you're confused as to why it's not Tuesday at 11 a.m., which is when I usually drop the pod, it's because the word on the street is that I'm not funny enough. And I'm sorry, but I will not take any slander for the pod. Let that be known. So, I thought I would run you through some of my favorite phrases that I use constantly. And now these are just some, okay? Let it be known. I can probably dig up some phrases from way back when in like 2014 that I probably still use today. Because if anything, I'm a creature of habit. So let's run through some of them. First one, oh my god, I have a sheet here and I've been writing them down. I didn't even write down the most important one, the one that I'm trying to infiltrate into the friend group as we speak. All right, let's see. It'll be number 7. I guess we'll save the most recent for last. Okay. And I might even make this a weekly segment because of how many things I say constantly. I'm just a bit girl, like through and through. Okay. So one that's pretty recent is, and all of a sudden, I've never. So I'll give you an example. In coming up with my list of bits that I say, my mind went blank. So you would say, and all of a sudden, I've never had a bit in my life. Or another one, for Run Club, we went to Van Leeuwen, and in walks Chuck Schumer, kid you not, on the night of the mayoral election, okay? It was a very New York moment. And all of a sudden, I've never met a Republican. Okay, number 2. This one I've been using for a few years now. My friend and I, we really eat this one up probably every single day. Oh, and I just thought of another one. God, I'm on a roll right now. It helps when you're funny. Okay. So this one, we really ate this one up every single day. This was our hyperfixation meal, okay? I kid you not. Second one is, I'm racking my brain. So similarly to, and all of a sudden I've never, racking my brain is when you're really trying to think of something and you're drawing a blank. So trying to come up with bits for the pod, I'm racking my brain. This one's really good if you're trying to remember things about other people. So if you're like me, you love the drama, you love the gossip, you know, you love to talk, okay? Big on the talking. So this one's like, oh my god, like, you know, Jessica said something and I'm racking my brain trying to remember. That's a good one. All right. The third one is one that I just say a lot. Not a novel idea here, okay? I would not claim this as my own, but I would be remiss to leave out word on the street. Because the word on the street is that I'm not funny, and like I said, I simply will not allow another second to continue. The fourth is hashtag. And for hashtagging, like I love to say hashtag in a sentence. So I'll be like, I'm going to the gym because I hashtag feel fat. Or it's giving hashtag cool girl summer. Like I love just saying hashtag, okay? Like it's revolutionary to me. And in so, I have become addicted, I would say, literally addicted to hashtagging in my texts. So much so that I've gotten my mom to call me up and ask me if that's a new thing. Because people that I interact with have now been hashtagging so much. So I'm so sorry to out you like that, mom. But yeah, so the hashtag, literally I'll look up a hashtag in my phone, in my messages, and back and forth. I'm sure I have some good ones. I'll put them up. But yeah, I'll be like, you know, hashtag this, hashtag that. Okay. Number 5 is honestly one of the best ones to pull out when you've had a bit of fun. Or if you're really clumsy, this one's good too, where you'll just say a walking liability. You know, you bump into something. Or I say this a lot when I'm driving, especially because it's funny. Like if I almost hit somebody by accident. I mean, hey, it happens, right? I'm just a walking liability. But yeah, definitely a good one to say when you're, you know, under the influence. All right, 6 is one that I used to say a lot in high school that has somehow really resurfaced. And I don't really know why, but it's doing the most by doing the least. So it's not really one that you can just like slip into casual conversation. It's like when you're either doing something really extra or you're not doing anything at all and you're like, oh, I'm just doing the most by doing the least. So, for example, tonight on my run, I was just sticking like my business cards everywhere. Okay, like leaving them on tables at restaurants, like outdoor seating. I was putting them like on like all the poles at like all the stoplights. And then I just started handing them out to people on the side of the street. And so I was like, wow, I really took the fact that I am just like, you know, I have this podcast now called Kind of a Lot. And so I really took this whole bit of being too much and really ran with it, right? Like I ordered 500 business cards, okay? Like I am doing the most by doing the least. But it's also a good phrase to say when like someone is like being like a little passive aggressive, right? Like if somebody like sends you kind of a snooty text, you're like, why are you doing the most by doing the least? Okay. Now this was the one that I initially was like, okay, I really want to make this one happen. I feel it in my soul, in my heart of hearts, that this is just, it's a good one. It's the phrase of the summer. I'm coining it now. And I don't mean the phrase of the summer and like everyone's going to be saying it. I mean, I'm going to be saying it the whole summer. Okay. This one is, I like what it stands for. And it's going to be really hard for me to describe exactly the meaning of this because there kind of is no meaning, right? So, for example, today I said, or I didn't say, I was talking to myself. You know, obviously we have a heat wave. It's a billion freaking degrees here in DC. And I had to park 3 streets over, ironically, and then walk all the way home. And I thought to myself, do I like it? No. But I like what it stands for. You know, having to walk a mile in this heat when I have a car and street parking. Like, I like what it stands for. And then lastly, one that I thought of while just filming this was one that I used to say all the time on dating apps. Like, I thought that this was such a good line, and I don't really know why. And it's just, like, a funny one to, like, drop in, even, like, not, you know, talking to random men online, but just say in general. And this one is impatiently waiting or impatiently awaiting, where you would give a guy your number, and they'd be like, okay, I'll text you. I've been impatiently awaiting your text. Or you go out on a first date and it's like, oh my God, it's so nice to meet you. Well, Jimmy, I've been impatiently waiting. It's just funny. I think it's flirty. I think it can also just be like stupid with your friends. You know, like they show up late and you're just like, oh man, where have you been? I've been impatiently waiting. Yeah, I have been realizing over the past several months that I only speak in phrase. And it's great for people who don't know me. You know, it's really good for people who are just meeting me for the first time because I come across as really funny. And a lot of girls, like, they're bit girls, right? Like, I love a good banter. But if you don't unconditionally love me, sometimes I might take the bit a little bit too far. So, okay, this hasn't convinced you that I'm funny. I'm going to keep thinking of things that will, because not only do I aim to be DC's sexiest, skinniest, hottest, most successful podcaster and influencer, I also need to convince you that I'm funny, okay? Because if there's one thing about me, is that I do it for the bit. Well, thanks for listening to this impromptu bonus sesh. I will try my darndest next time to bring a little more personality to the episodes. I think also I'm really trying to get my footing. I mean, it's my first time living too, folks. All right. And I've never had a podcast before. I'm definitely learning along as I go. And hopefully I'll be able to hire someone who really enjoys this kind of work and is really good at it, because I definitely have a lot of room for improvement. So thanks for sticking out with me, and I'll see you soon, DC.